When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Sagalo. Being joined with me, as always,
by Mike Cannon and also
Mike Feeney.
We got a fantastic guest with us. We got a fantastic guest with us today. You know him. You love him. Start clapping right now for the very funny Doug Smith, everybody. Let him fucking hear it here.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you.
Was that Tim Robinson?
I don't know what that was.
Was that guy at a VFW introducing the comedian?
His character was guy who doesn't want to host today.
Yes. It's guy who should have peed before this. So I really got to
pee during
your
plugs.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Don't throw me off like that.
Why? I gave you hope.
Dude, that you really did.
Did you start the timer?
Yeah. If you're new to the show,
you should play a baby in something, because that is like baby to toddler. How accurate was that?
Yeah. I also should have peed beforehand. My dad told me a fun story the other day. When he was in college, him and his buddies drank so much beer while playing poker. They used to play in the shower stall of the locker room with their dicks just hanging out of their pants.
Right.
And just piss on the floor.
Oh my God.
Just like free flowing piss.
I love
that. Was there the a divider?
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
They just looked at
each
other.
Was there a divider?
No. Like at a table like this, you just be like, you know, belly up to the table, just your dick hanging out of your fly.
But wouldn't someone
in a bucket?
A bucket. It's in the shower.
Yeah.
But wouldn't like Sagal, if you did
it,
that,
would touch
instance,
your feet.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't Sagal's feet get warm?
Yeah, I
don't
like
think they
spray
were concerned
on
about
me.
That. I mean, that's
yeah. It was just
pros
living in college, dude.
Wow,
yeah,
that is third world shit.
Oh my god,
third world Jesus!
Did you? Oh my god! Your own reaction?
No,
I'm.
Oh
no, my god!
He's
that.
Oh my god-ing that.
Crazy.
Their dorm room was a corrugated tin hut.
I would never be friends with these people. If I like was like, yeah,
you went to college in Haiti, okay?
Yeah, he's chewing coca leaves.
That's true. Yeah, like, they're like earthquake.
I've pissed once at a table before, but it was a bad. Yeah, I moved on from it to benefit his career. But I pissed once at a table where I just grabbed the bucket. I was in the middle of a hand, and I truly was about to explode.
Yeah.
And just mid hand pissed into a bucket, which actually probably got the guy to fold his hand because I was comfortable enough to unhinge my urethra to piss.
Yeah,
so that exudes
solid
strength.
Move.
Dude, I watch movies and shit where they like are peeing, like there's two guys and they're drinking beers by the beach and they just are peeing into the creek and whatever, and they're like they don't care that their dicks are in front of each other. I was never like that. If I had a pee, I'd be like running down the block, finding a bush somewhere. Yeah. You know,
my dad was always real dick shy, but for some reason when I started playing golf with him, he'd pull it out wherever he was and piss on the grass, and I just thought I like the first time I'm in like eighth grade. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, we're doing that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've never seen my dad's dick.
Never?
No, he had it out in front of his all his college
all his boys.
No, never.
I have a weird hybrid of both of you guys, where I'm not dick shy. Like we would piss in front of each other, but never like facing. Like everyone would just turn away, like run into the bushes. But it's just like I could piss in front of somebody, but like
you sit like Bubba and Forrest in the rain. Back to back.
Yeah. You just be like decent about it. You know?
Yeah. You wouldn't like be pulling your fucking dick out.
I will say one of the absolute worst experiences a young boy can have, especially on the precipice or cusp of puberty, is to piss in the open trough of a stadium when it's had like the just metal piss trough and there's an old guy with gonzo nose dick right next to you and you have to look down at your baby.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's supposed to look like that?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I still remember the first time my dad was like, had to like show me how to pee or something like that, you know, where he took his dick out, like pee into a thing, you know, potty trained me. I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Dude. How old were you, buddy?
26.
I don't remember.
I remember it like it was fucking yesterday, though. There's no way you would.
Here's the thing. Crew was like, what is potty trained? That's like 2 years old, right?
I guarantee he remembers. Yeah.
You showed him
I
your
guarantee
dick?
He remembers.
What?
You showed him
I walk around nude all the time. It's not like an issue.
Yeah, and he'll probably remember that, you know?
I mean, at some point I'll stop.
I remember how dark my dad's pubes were. I remember there was like a grayish...
And how weird they smelled.
The skin. The skin. And boy, they
bouncing
they
off my
terrible
nose.
As well.
Don't do his joke. You didn't even laugh at his joke, and then you did it with a different sense. You
he
fucking
said smelled.
Jerk.
I said tasted, which is fucking smell. You don't have to be gay to do.
You smell it because your nose is.
Right. You could smell it from here while he's pissing right next to me.
Are you trying to say my joke wasn't good and
it's
unpacking
not good.
My joke?
It's not. Look,
it was not only a good
we were
joke
in a writer's
and a well-timed
room.
Joke.
Nah, if
it got
we were
hit,
in a writer's
the only
room.
Person at the he
this
laughed.
Guy, come on, he'll laugh at anything.
He didn't laugh at yours.
Now, Doug,
I think he's
preside
laughing at
over
chaos.
That.
Yeah,
chaos
weigh in.
Reigns.
Judge Smith, come weigh in on this. Was my joke? What's the jury on my joke? And was he doing my joke?
So wait, break it down for me again.
He said his pubes are dark, and I said you were here. I said the pubes were dark, and I said boy, and they smelled weird too because he was
he was blowing
but
his father.
But you
smelled
them next to him. It does that doesn't necessarily
no,
mean I was
what,
blowing it.
Hang on, this is what makes it a good joke though, Brendan. Is he's going?
It's a fine joke. The joke is fine. I have
he's
no
going A to C and allowing the audience to fill in the B, and you're seeing that and doing A minor to C.
Filling
minor.
In the B is what my dad would do to me with his cock.
Now that's
nice.
Oh boy.
This
guy.
With his
oh,
C.
The
why didn't you say
no,
with his C? Yeah,
you know, you
come on. Yeah.
With his C.
You went A to B again.
Put it. Yeah, all right. Well, we're done with it. Anyway.
Ass to ass.
A to B.
I stay on A.
So, if you don't know what the show is, what we do here is
talk about our dad's dicks for a solid hour.
You know, kind of.
Remember how black your mom's labia was?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, that was weird, right?
Yeah. Especially when I smelt it. You know. So, what we do on this show is we do a lot of scenarios that the
I'm gonna Dikembe Mutombo every joke Brendan does on this show. Yes, that's the second part of it. That's C. See, that would be A to C.
Yes.
Without the B.
Why do you have to take that?
Because I just love you guys so much, and your dynamic and anger and everything just really, it just brings me a lot of joy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It really does.
If you want to send us questions for us to answer, because this isn't just the show. We don't just, yell at each other.
We don't just pretend
box.
We're in a hammock while we're hosting.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
It does get worse. If you'd like to get priority to send us your Would You Rathers, F, Mary Kills, et cetera, you can join the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. And not only do you get to ask us questions, Larry, that's my JB Smoove impression. You also get tons of there's so much content on there. There's so much like videos that we've made. It's our little Disney vault. So if you want to be a part of it, please go to patreon.com/scenariopod. Let's get into the questions, Larry. What do you think?
I think that is a questionable accent.
It's his fucking voice. I'm not doing, I'm not saying.
As long as it's a specific black man, it's okay, right?
I think so.
You just don't want to go just general.
Yeah, general.
You don't want to make broad strokes, right?
Yeah,
if it's a specific guy, it's fine.
Yeah, and everybody, he's the only one with that voice.
I think he has more of a lower tone.
Hey, what's up, Larry?
That's close.
That was better.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Got long balls, Larry. Yeah. Got long balls.
Got long balls, Larry.
That's the go-to.
Yeah, dude. All right, this one comes from Jack. Here's the scenario, brothers. All of you are in O'Neill High School. It's 2006. You get ISS and have to watch a movie. What movie are you requesting? The teacher, Casper's dad, has likewise any movie up to 2005 available. I don't know.
Am I the only one who's confused by every component of this question?
I need you to Google at least four things, Nicole.
So let me help. Not help, but I thought I knew when he started, and I thought I was going to have to explain.
What's O'Neill
High School? O'Neill High School is where I would have gone to high school had I still lived in Highland Falls. I thought that's what he meant. Then when he switched to Casper, I thought that might be the high school in Casper.
And what's ISS?
I don't know.
Nicole, we're going to need a bunch of Googling.
In-school suspension. So you get ISS.
Yes.
You're watching a movie.
Knife party over here.
Basically, it's
that was out of school.
Yeah, I've been in ISS. I've been in out SS.
Have you had in-school suspension?
In-school suspension. No. No.
You never like
had detention in-school suspension?
Like that's when you're there for the full day. So you report to more or less detention. So
you show up in the morning.
Yeah.
You're in detention for the full day.
They throw you in the brig.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've done it because I stone cold stunned a few ladies in my gym class.
Ladies?
Yeah. We were all doing it to each other and it was just kind of a fun thing.
They were doing it to you?
They're lying on the ground screaming. You're like, it's fake.
Now, did they know you were doing that?
Once it happened to them.
Yeah, they knew.
They were quite stunned.
We were doing the whole thing where we would like fake the kick and then do the stun, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And it progressed because at first we were like barely even making contact, and then of course like as we got selfish with how much fun we were having, we were then actually stone cold stunning.
Yeah. Yanking next.
And then my friend Rob, in a like Wolverine on PCP craze, ran like threw open the doors of the gym, and I literally remember him like running and being like and, like looking for somebody.
Why?
And then he sees a sixth grader, we're in eighth grade, and he's like runs up to this kid, kicks the kid for real in the stomach.
My God.
Stone cold stuns this fucking kid, and then sprinted up the stairs to the third floor, and then I think I may have told on him.
So why were you in suspension?
Because I was a part of the gym fiasco, and then Rob got out of school suspension.
He knows he knows to this day that you ratted on him.
It wasn't even a rat thing. It was, hey, everybody in your class said you two were stone cold stunning.
like stone cold stunting.
And I gave them information to lower my.
It was kind of that, but also it was more just me being like, yes, you have that right.
Yeah,
like there. Like, so it was you and Rob doing it in class, and then the kid said it wasn't you that did it to him, so that leaves. And I'm like, you seem to have all the information.
Right.
And they're like, okay, he's out of school suspended, you're in school suspended, and it was kind of fun.
I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah. See, I think
that you rolled over right away when they go, you're getting out of school suspended. It wasn't me, it was Rob. It was my friend Rob. There's no way you went, well, sir, you have all the evidence, and I think you can, I see what you're trying to railroad me here.
I also know who took the, I know who messed up the chalkboard.
Knowing my penchant for loyalty.
It was like, it's not the wrestling.
Maybe
move.
That's
it's the fact that you boys wasted perfectly good Budweiser in the gymnasium.
maybe that's what started your loyalty, is a deep need to make up for the fact that you narked on your best friend.
I do have a couple of those moments, which definitely reinstilled my
right
loyalty,
right,
for sure.
Right,
for sure.
I get that.
Yeah.
What was the question?
The energy that I don't know what the question was. The energy that we had when we were younger is like fucking nuts. I remember we were all hanging out on like a playground, you know, we were like older kids hanging out at the playground smoking.
That's
there
cool.
was this guy that I knew, like we were kind of like, I know it's fucking lame, but
you're so sexy.
We were like hanging out getting pussy and
jeering the children as they tried to play on
going,
what we were sitting on.
Yeah, they're like trying to go down the slide. We're like at the end of it, sitting down, like, what are you doing?
You put a cigarette out on their fucking Lightning McQueen t-shirt.
But there was a guy, Stephen Cooley, who was like a friend, but he wasn't like, you know, he was just around there. He was just standing talking to probably a girl I liked. And I was like, how do I get her attention? And I fucking full speed tackled.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it was like,
yeah.
Like I fucking knocked the wind.
That hurts my neck just picturing it.
I have almost the exact same story. Dude, I tried bullying on for size when I saw a kid in my fifth grade class that I talked to a girl that I liked.
Yeah.
I had no idea how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I went over to him as he's talking to her and I just pulled his pants down in front of her. And I'm like, oh, and everybody in the entire field and playground
and
started
he had a gonzo
that.
Dick and
dude,
the girl was
just
in love
a huge hug and then
the rest of them
were still together.
Yeah, he's actually a legend.
It's worse. I'm like, oh, and the whole place is going going crazy and everybody's like, ah, and he pulled up his pants and I go to run away and he just kicks my heel out from under me and I fall into mud.
Where was there? It was, I pictured it mud, indoor.
Yeah. No, full mud.
So wait. Yeah, it's just Big Dick and Mud Man.
I think I fell so hard into the mud that I splashed mud onto him because we both had to go to the nurse and get reserve clothing.
Oh my
God. So like wearing, clothing. Yeah, wearing somebody's grandma's windbreaker outfit.
Was he like, did he ever go like, what the hell's your problem?
Yeah, and I was like, I freaked out. I'm a
now,
kid.
But you,
there's just something that kid, there's some,
but wait,
that
you tackled,
energy.
You tackled the guy.
Yeah, what, I've been on both ends of that. Like,
me too.
I remember we were in high school. I took a class called forensic science. So it was like bullets.
That's
stuff.
Cool.
It's very cool. And, not cool enough, I guess, Beanie.
That's because I didn't get to hear the end of the story. And now I'm edging.
Edging? Gross. Anyway, so I got pants. Some kid pants me in front of everybody, and
underwear too.
Not underwear too.
I've gotten that.
Just underwear, but it was like embarrassing.
Just
enough.
Underwear. Your pants stayed on. It's like taking your bra off through your shirt.
He went in through the legs of the
Brendan,
shorts.
Brendan, how impressive!
Who was this? Fonzie?
Yeah, and, the, and then tied a knot with his tongue, a cherry knot. He pants me, and it was like, so it's so funny when you get embarrassed at that age in front of everybody because you want to be like, no, that's totally, yeah, I'm cool with it. Like, yeah. This is like, I'm in on the joke.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, yeah. Like, he was getting in trouble and it was embarrassing me. The teacher was like, how could you do that? Look at him.
He'll never be able to live with himself.
Yeah.
He now thinks he's a small dick loser.
She sent him to the principal, and I was going like, No, you don't have to. No, it's fine. She's like, no, she bullied me.
She's like, it won't be until he's 30 and on a future podcast named Legion of Skanks that he'll fully come to own.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
It will come to define him this one moment.
You can tell he's a freak. Look at him.
When he contemplates suicide, which he most certainly will, it'll all be your fault.
That sounded like Casey Kasem.
That is, yes.
When he contemplates suicide.
That is a good Casey.
Right. Everybody does try bullying on for size.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah, yeah. There was, I remember, you have a kid that was like the accident-prone kid?
Yes.
Who just like, so there was this kid, Brian Pepin, who was like the runt of the class, like the smallest, puniest kid. I remember one time at recess, he went down the slide, hit a hornet's nest that was on the slide, got stung by bees, fell off the slide, and broke his arm.
Oh my God.
God, dude.
In one, like, 6-second period, multiple stings, fell off the slide, broken arm. So he was just like a target for the rest of the year. And then one time we were playing kickball in the parking lot for some reason, and we were like, some of us were sitting on like the third base line. And he was about to, you know, round the bases for like an in the park home run. And I just stuck my foot out and tripped him when he was like full sprint. And he just went boom, just like hands, knees into like old asphalt, you know, just got torn up.
God damn.
And I felt terrible. Did he fight me? No, he couldn't do anything.
He was covered in stings.
I think elbow wounds might be the worst kind of wound.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Do you remember playing butts up? Did you guys ever do that?
We'd
play it with even like bouncy balls sometimes, like giant bouncy balls.
Butts up with bouncy balls, fucking homo. I said,
like a heart?
I bet you'd play butts up with bouncy balls.
Yeah, second time was better.
Go for three.
Sorry.
Like a hard compact bouncy ball.
Like
a,
but it, so not necessarily the small ones, but sometimes they'd have like the medium ones, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's like getting shot by riot cops.
Dude, everybody would leave with huge welts. Some of us would like if you glanced ahead, you're fucking out for a week. Yeah. It's nuts. So this girl, Christine, who's like best friends with my wife at the time, back then in fifth grade, we were all hanging out, me, my wife, and our friends, and which is true and weird.
It's weird to refer to your
So in fifth grade, funny. My wife and I were hanging out with our friends.
It was game night, and we were playing butts up.
So I remember I must have said something. We were like wearing like the same airwalks too. And I think I was like, everybody's trying to date everybody. I think I was trying to like date her at the time, or right, like at least impress her with my athletic prowess. And I, at some point, somebody bombed the ball to like just go up as high as humanly possible. And I see it and I hear the noise. The
right, right.
Like so excited to just like kind of, you know, make a Dottie Henson-esque catch. And I jump up to grab it and she just shoves me from behind.
Whoa.
And I land on my elbows.
Oh my like God, that hurts so bad.
On the fucking blacktop. I think I still have scars actually a little bit, but they were just like truly just like peeled the skin from here all the way back just from getting bullied by a Filipina girl.
Oh my
Christine.
God, that sucks ass.
Yeah. You see this scar on my elbow? See,
yes.
It looks like a little cat clitoris on my elbow.
Oh yeah. Whoa.
See yeah. That?
See that?
Yeah. It
looks like a,
that's hot.
A belly button.
Yeah. It
looks like a little leopard.
Ew. Clit. That's from, I tried to keep up with this dude at the gym. I was like big into weightlifting like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're about to say the grossest thing I think in the world.
Which is what?
I'm picturing you saying you're fucking trying to lift something and your bone pops out of your elbow.
Not quite to that extent.
But it's like, good that you overestimated before he had a chance.
Yeah, no way this does well now.
Yeah, right? Forget it. Let's move on. What was the question?
No, I want to know now.
Would it be something as cool as your bone explodes out of your elbow? Like, yeah.
You guys got to hear this story. Doug's got this great story where his bone explodes. Tell the story, Doug.
It just required a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to keep up with this dude at the gym who's like 6'4 and like 225 pounds. I was trying to keep up with him like on the bench press, which is ridiculous. Yeah. You know? So like I started having this elbow pain over the course of a couple weeks. And went to an orthopedic surgeon, and they found out that I had a torn tricep and a fractured olecranon, which is your elbow bone.
Oh, my God.
And, like, so he was like, don't use your right arm for, like, 4 months. Like, you got to let the bone is so weak, I can't even drill into it. And then, like, one day in the shower, what? I felt like chips, like, under my skin. And I got this abscess on my elbow.
Ugh.
And in the shower over the course of a week, I would work out these bone chips.
Ew.
Through a hole in like, the abscess.
Dude, like,
it looked like fucking
was
shards of glass.
You'd work
oh my
through
God.
Your skin?
Ugh. Yes.
Did it hurt?
I would just like massage
dude,
it, like milking
elbow
my
stone.
Elbow.
Yes,
exactly.
Did you create the cut to initially, did you like make a little slice to start? The move.
Gross. You don't like that?
Like, no. did you make a little slice so you can start pushing the stuff
it
out?
It was like an abscess that I kind of just, it broke through the abscess on its own.
Wow. Whoa. That's crazy. Yeah. That must have been so.
Oh, it was a pussy, disgusting.
I just
mess,
picture
dude.
You like at the bottom of a bag of chips when it's all broken, but it's like you're touching that and it's
yes.
your elbow.
Yes, yes.
All like shards.
Yeah, like, and I could feel them and I just kept going until I got them all out.
You guys are good at your job.
Yeah, well, now, very disgusting. Let's move on.
There you go.
Well, I have this scar on my elbow, too. You see this giant thing down here?
I see a discoloration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see
rosacea.
This?
Yeah. I see an Irish elbow.
Yeah.
It's red.
Look at that.
You don't see it, but there's no story.
Oh.
Well.
I see it. I want to know. I'm dying.
Thanks, Doug. Good and only friend.
I'm dying.
My neighbor tied her bicycle, like her bicycle seat of her mountain bike. I didn't know how to ride a bike yet to like my big wheelie when I was in elementary school and the steering, she was deaf.
You skitch.
Is that what you call your cock? Your big,
big wheelie?
Wheelie. I don't know. Just trying to have fun here, man.
I love it.
And
that's the best joke of the day.
Yeah. There you go.
And so,
I'm going to use that on my wife tonight.
Your big wheelie?
Yeah, I'm going to pull out my big wheelie. You want to take it for a spin? Want to hook it to the back of my bike?
Yeah, so she was deaf and
no training wheels.
Kept driving. And, you know, immediately the steering column turned and flipped me upside down. And then my elbows being on the sidewalk.
Oh my
and then
God.
She was pedaling as fast as she could because she suddenly felt more resistance. And as a deaf person, she was unable to hear my cries for help.
She couldn't even hear a little bit.
She couldn't feel the vibrations.
She couldn't hear like,
Yeah, I mean, you're basically
hear your whale sounds.
Effie just married sign behind her fucking bike.
Yeah, she didn't realize there was the just married streak of blood on the side. Yeah, it was like almost my bone was almost showing.
When she turned around, did she go no?
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
She was a dear friend.
She was a deer?
My best friend's a horse.
That got me, man. That's a good one. All right. This one comes from Too Cool.
Too Cool.
Too Cool. Would you rather lose your significant other to the person to your left forever, or
see that happening?
You and your significant other must use a port-a-john every time you pee, poop, and have sex forever.
Why the sex? The pee poop is worse enough.
Yeah.
The sex.
They also don't specify. It could be a brand new port-a-john.
That's true.
That's true.
Some of them are very nice.
Here's the thing. I would want Doug for my wife. You know what I mean? I feel like she deserves
that. Is that your voting platform?
Yeah,
vote for Doug for wife.
Yeah. I want Doug for my wife. I think she deserves him. She's put in her good, she's put in time. She needs to be rewarded. And I feel like Doug is a fucking stallion.
Yeah.
With elbow abscesses.
Heard about the big wheelie?
That'll be my story to tell your wife.
I kind of feel the same way about you, actually.
Oh, wow.
My wife deserves to be with somebody who is not financially dependent on her.
Yeah.
And you're a pretty successful guy these
days. Oh, man. I always love
Get off his cock.
That's Brendan's catchphrase.
That's my catchphrase for the day. Get off his big wheelie.
And I,
it was a fuck.
And I think I would also choose the porta potty because it doesn't seem like there's
So now I think we're messing up the question here. It's I'm just gonna read
That's
this.
That's why Brendan tried to put a stop to the question because he saw the ball get swung around the horn.
I don't give a fuck.
And he's like, oh no,
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
You didn't even you didn't even do yours.
I think Nicole would make a great husband.
Oh, okay, nice. You did it. Yeah.
Nicole would be my husband.
No.
Wait, that's not the
question. You'd lose Jess to the person to your left, which if you're playing the podcast game is me. If you're playing the loophole system, you just found Nicole in the corner for a three.
I don't like any of y'all. Nah,
it's just the person
I'm
to your left.
I'm just kidding. I love
Why do you not like hosting so much? It's sullying your entire position.
My disposition.
Your disposition.
That's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, that is.
No, I don't mind hosting. I like the headphones. They're better than your guys's. And the microphone.
True.
I would take Mike as my significant other. I think that would be great.
That's just
not the question at all.
What's the question?
You are the host. It's Jess leaves you for
one of
Cannon.
Us.
Yeah.
Or, no.
You have to
for Cannon.
Pee, poop, and have sex. In a port
for the rest of your life, or just leaves you for Cannon.
And our answers were, I would, my
right,
wife.
Right, right, right. I remember your answers.
Okay,
right, right.
Okay,
right. I take the pee poo. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
Once you're, it's cool because you'd look at it and you'd signify like, oh, that's where I pee and poop and have sex. Especially sex, you'd look at it and you'd go. You'd feel.
So you get a little horny.
That eventually
you'll
would.
Horny.
Every time you poop, though.
That would do weird shit to your sexual senses. Like, you'd walk into the Washington Square fucking public bathroom and instantly get a wood.
Well, you don't want to have an erection when you're pooping. It's not a good time.
No. It's
you
hard.
Still get those?
I don't know about
At what age did those go away?
Erections?
Erections while shitting.
I've never
got an erection while shitting?
No.
Oh, my
really?
God. To try to keep it off the bottom of that overhang rim or up above. Yeah. And
I can say I've
everywhere.
Never got it in like a public toilet before.
No? I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It's usually if I have to shit the moment I wake up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. If I have like morning wood and I also have to like diarrhea in the morning.
There's very
terrible.
Few instances where somebody could successfully give me a Blumpkin. And it's only in the morning.
I would love for someone to give me a Blumpkin, but I don't want them to be able to smell it, you know?
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
If somebody's giving me a Blumpkin, I'm going to have to never see them again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that has to be like, I'd pay for that.
Yeah, I'd pay to throw them into a wood chipper.
They'd have to help me, though. They'd have to help me, like, be confident in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't feel like I was making them do it. Like, I feel like they'd have to want
it. Isn't that interesting? Because some people, the only way a Blumpkin works for them is humiliation. So humiliation would feel good for them, where the person's like, I don't even, your shit smells so bad. And they're like, just fucking choke on it. But then I'm on the same board with you, where I want the girl to be like, your shit fucking makes me wet. Like
Yes.
That'd be even scarier to me, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The person enjoying it.
Terrified. Maybe just a little bit of both. Every once in a while, they're like, I fucking love it. It smells like shit. You suck. I'm a fucking weirdo, dude. that was all the Patreon questions. Could have more. Guys, no, I'm just kidding. But let's get to some Instagram questions.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't really get the love.
Straight flexing.
From Brendan. So I sent this one in. No, that's just good. Kidding. Brendan Sargent. If you had to create a stage name like Big J or Earthquake, what would it be? Brendan Sagalow, the comedian. like actual people name that.
On Facebook?
Yeah, it's all on Facebook, dude.
I guess Big Gray Cannon.
Big Gray is great.
That's awesome.
Holy shit.
Big Gray.
I was thinking about this the other day. I would go with what my parents were going to name me if I was a girl, which is Daphne. And then I would get, you know, people would be like, are you Trent? And I'd be like, you sure?
Yeah.
Right,
that's
right.
So me opportunities.
Smart.
Dude, absolutely.
That's right? Funny you say that, because my wife and I share a Lyft account. So like anytime I forget that. So when I'm on the road and I order cabs, which by the way is no problem, it's under her name. So they'll be like, they'll like speed to pick me up. And then they'll be like, Erica. And I go, yeah. And I get in and they're always like, okay. Like they like never ask a follow up question.
I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
Dude, that I know. Isn't that one? That's a wonderful perk of the age that we're living in now. Like think about the times like you're talking to like customer service and they have to go through all these loopholes. Like, your social security number, and like if you want to make a call on your spouse's behalf, you can't.
Yeah.
But now, like, I could call and claim, like, yeah, I'm Amy.
Whoa.
I'm Amy. Yeah. I'm Amy. You're going to argue that with me? You're going to tell me I'm not Amy?
I am
How
recording.
How fucking dare
this,
you?
And it's getting sent straight to NPR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so most certainly not quality assurance. I forgot the question.
What would be your, like, comedy
name.
Nickname?
Oh boy. What would yours be?
Mine would be BS
Sally.
BS Sally? Sally. Coming to the stage. What's up? What's up? Coming to the stage right now.
I don't understand.
Shit.
Wait.
BS Sally. I picture me being a Def Jam comic.
Now let me clear my throat.
Shit. Yeah.
Shirtless dancing on stage.
What? I ain't a pretty motherfucker.
I like the Sally. I don't understand the Sally, but I
Sally.
Like it.
Yes, Sally. I like it. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
That's a good novelist name too. It's like, the winter was cold as the summers are warm by B.S. Sally.
Right. Right.
I think I read her work in school.
I think it's a good name.
I don't know. I can't think of anything at all.
The Fiend Dog?
I'm still on the B. Yeah,
Mike,
I guess.
Smiles Feeny?
I was trying to think of something.
Mike Smiles.
I feel like that would be a good name. Mike Smiles.
Smiling.
Mikey Smiles.
Mikey Smiles. That's kind of cool.
Mike Smiles Feeny.
Yeah.
I don't know about Mike.
He doesn't
Smiles.
Even smile that often.
I'm mostly smiles.
He's all smiles, dude.
Most people know me for my smile.
That's as he say why he smiles. Most people know me for my smile.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, but just then when I did, it went ting. Yeah.
Hit me my
eye. Hear me
yeah.
smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what else hit you in the eye?
He's
my 5-star.
Wow, reviews. You shoehorned. That was the first time a non-host has ever.
Whoa.
Did you not trust his ability to keep time?
I knew he was going to go to the next question.
No. I wasn't going to go to the next question. I am keeping time.
Am I right on?
You are. You're about 2 minutes late, actually.
Well, I knew it.
5-star reviews. Leave it on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast. Check us all out on the road and see our guests. What are you plugging?
I'm just plugging my podcast, man.
What's the podcast?
That's it. It's called Jehovah Boy.
Nice, dude.
Hell yeah.
All about my dramatic Jehovah's Witness upbringing.
Whoa.
It's a real sob fest.
Is it really? Cool.
Well,
it's
you
a
know.
Real sob fest.
That's a trauma bonding podcast.
Are your guests only other Jehovah's?
No, I actually have not had another Jehovah on yet. I've had people from other religious extremist, you know, upbringings.
Do you know Kurt?
I have not met Kurt yet.
That would be
our paths have never crossed. But
he has a lot to say on the topic.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. That's you know.
Yeah, that would be great. Definitely listen to that. What's it called again? Jehovah Boy.
Jehovah Boy.
Yeah, yes. Check that out.
My nickname in middle school.
Support.
Was it really?
Really?
Yep.
That's your stage one? Name.
Yeah,
move over, Daphne. Trans rights will have to wait.
Ready to hear the good word.
And check us all out separately on the road. Boys, what you got?
And together on the road.
And together on the road at the Algonquin Arts Theater, September 16th. That's me, Sag Daddy, and Fiend Dog doing half stand-up, half live Here's the Scenario pod. Tickets are going fast, so get those at any of our website or just, you know, Google. But me personally, I'm going to be in Phoenix. I'm going to be in Houston. I'm going to be in Uncasville, Connecticut. I'm going to be in Levittown and more coming in. Check that out at MikeCannonComedy.com.
I'm very excited next week. I'll be starting my little West Coast swing out there. So Seattle Laughs, 7th and 8th of July. Buy tickets to that. Portland, one night only. Portland Helium, July 9th. Again, Comedy Store in Los Angeles, doing a Mike Feeney and Friends, having some very, very funny people stopping by. So that's July 12th at the Comedy Store, and then July 14th and 15th in Escondido at the Grand Comedy Club, and MikeFeeneyComedy.com for the dates. Thanks.
Nice. And twitch.tv/sags2riches, and I will be in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection in August. Come see me out there. Be a Sally. Nicole, what you got?
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram, and subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah, I'd say. This next question comes from Rob. He starts it by going, okay. I love this already.
Strap in, okay. Fucker.
Get ready for this. This is the scenario. You've been dating someone for the past few months. Friends and family have not met them yet. It's still new, but after a night at your place, she goes home and ends up missing afterwards. Oh. You've watched enough Netflix documentaries and realize everyone will assume you're the reason she is missing. Do you speak with police as the number one suspect or leave town because you know no matter what happened, everyone will assume it was you? Spoiler, she skipped town on her own and you're innocent. If you did go on the run, where would you go and what would your name be?
There's nothing worse than going on the run. That is the immediate
going on the run is the worst thing that you
this
could.
Is also a highly suspiciously specific question.
Yeah.
P.S. asking for a
someone.
Friend.
Yeah.
Say the last time you were together was at a Cheesecake Factory. You haven't seen her since. Words were exchanged. Heated and impassioned in front of the wait staff.
And then she fell.
Yeah, and then she fell and hit her head behind the Cheesecake Factory against the dumpster.
Yeah, P.S. You're innocent. But nobody's believing. You don't run. I think we can all convoy on that.
Yeah, how could you possibly run? I've always waited for that in a movie to, like, just the person being like, oh, yeah, I'll talk.
But what if you know? Okay. So the situation is... But if you, like, no matter what, people are going to think you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're going to jail.
Right.
Even if you are innocent.
No, not necessarily that you're going to jail, but it's an uphill legal and public relations battle.
Right.
But I'd rather do that than, because when I do eventually get caught on the run, I don't have the energy to run rest of my life. And then once you do get caught, there's no turning that public. They're like, why'd you run? And you're like,
Because I'm afraid of you.
There's no answer that's ever like that. Every episode of Cops is like, so why'd you run? You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't do anything. And you go, why'd you run? They go, it was scary. And you're like, uh-huh. Right.
It would be fun. Do you know what's actually fun? And what I might do when I'm older and my son is out of the house or whatever, is I might do a little role play with Nicole where we are on the lam and we have to go someplace and like hide for a little bit. And then we can fuck as fugitives.
You think you could... do like a role play.
You think you could maintain that acting prowess?
I do.
Yeah. Amount of hours?
Haven't you seen Timing on Amazon Prime and also on Unlisted YouTube?
Yeah. If you go on the run, you do a little musical number about how the justice system's all fucked up and it distracts them. And at the end of the musical number, you're gone. The Aladdin.
Like Sideshow
way.
Bob.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob. Mm. That's the best thing to do.
What never? No, never. What never?
I think we're all on the same page.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Stupid question, Rob. Here, no, I'm just kidding. Next one comes from Stegor. Here's the scenario. Stegor.
How do you spell that?
S-T-E-G-O-R.
Wow. Stegor.
Stegor. Here's the scenario.
You can choose any time in the past. Example, I would like to be a Conan-style, a Conan-style barbarian. Which time period do you think you would be able to make the biggest impact on the world?
Is that what he says? Example, Conan style.
Example,
barbarian?
I would like to be a Conan.
Well, the name like
barbarian.
Stegor, he is. Yeah, barbarian.
I'd like to be like
from a barbarian.
Yeah. Stegor, is he the painting from Ghostbusters 2?
Good pull.
Is that the name of the painting?
No,
it's Igor.
It's something. It's close.
Oh,
I think it's Igor, isn't it?
I don't know.
I would like.
The
to
more
be,
we talk about
that,
it, the less
I'm
funny my line was.
I'm picturing that guy being like, "If Igor."
I would like to be a pirate, but I also don't want to like ever be on a boat. I don't want to be.
Bad you'd be a seasick pirate.
Yeah, I want to be. I want to hang out at NASA.
You'd be
NASA.
Doing a lot of hee-yar.
Yeah, NASA. Yeah, that's like.
Oh, in the Bahamas.
Yeah, and okay. Like just hanging out where the pirates hang, and they'd be like, "Who need? Who like? Okay, we're getting a bunch of pirates together to go rob some people," and I go. I just went.
I just went on one.
I'll be on the beach.
Yeah, I take 10%. I opened a bar in Nassau.
That's not bad. So is Nassau, Bahamas an actual pirate hub? Why do you say this?
Because I played a game, Assassin's Creed, and it was a pirate-themed one, and that's okay. Where they hung out.
Oh, all
like,
right.
That was like the main hub.
Yeah.
And I think it's historically accurate.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what?
Pirate.
So best answer of the pod.
That's
so
good. Brendan, that's tough to beat.
Brendan's pirate. Biggest historical impact
jealous
is him opening up a beachside bar for pirates.
Yeah. Well, now that you say it out loud, I'm doubling down.
Yeah, it's more of a cantina, really.
Yeah. Bum, 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 ba, da,
we
da,
sell
da.
Patches.
So we got eye patches. We got
pegs,
legs,
hooks, parrots.
Hooks. We sell parrots by the ton.
Bars of soap.
Actually, we got a little too many parrots.
I think being like in that, you know, Hush. Like being in that.
Hello.
If Brendan has a thought in his head, there's nothing that will stop the entire thought from coming out, regardless of the conversation around him. It's like Cartman with having to sing "Come Sail Away." It's like the whole thing has to come out, otherwise it hurts.
Yeah, I'll get comedy backup.
It's a self-preservation strength, though. It really is. Like it's an amazing thing that you've developed to shield yourself from the outside world's barbs.
You. Wow, barbs, name of the bar.
Just sharp. Everything's hurt. Sharps.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah. It's, the theme isn't really working. Hello. Stop. He tried the parrot thing again. Not. You're not going to see the end of the parrot thing.
Every drink comes in a broken glass. Damn hook.
Yeah.
Yars, hurry, matey.
Me hooks.
I like the idea of being like, you know, if I'm going back to a time or whatever, like the, you know, like the Roman Empire, you know, when they just controlled like half the world, like the known world, essentially. And they were just like, I'll just be sending legions of people out to commit my biddings while people feed me.
Now, do we pick a time and as like the status we are, like, you know, in terms of like class, are we trying to elevate or are we immediately like going like
I'll
you
be like
rule?
Maximus, what is it? Maximus Aurelius?
Right. So you can pick a character that you want to be in the past. So
well,
a leader.
Conan
in the
Barbarian. So I figured.
Yeah,
it was
fair
off
enough.
That,
so. Because I was curious if say Brendan was dropped as Brendan.
Yeah.
In Pirateville. If he has the abilities amongst pirates to set up his own.
Yar, role. You have one shot, one opportunity.
He doesn't have the ability, but the parrot does.
On it. Hello.
The parrot is it's the brain.
Yeah. The puppet master.
Now that's a cool master. Villain, dude. Where the parrot is actually the bad guy.
I think that's been done maybe 1 million times.
In what?
The parrot's always the bad guy.
Name five.
I don't know any of them, but I'm betting. Hmm. Nicole? Look up parrot.
Evil parrots.
Evil parrot.
Iago will come
brains of the operation. There's one.
Yeah, but Iago's
but
not
Jafar
the brains.
Was still the yeah. He
you
was
see
the,
what I'm saying?
I do. Hey, don't yeah,
that is like one. The villain. Is that the
can I ask you to take
the pirate
speed
and
of your
the bird.
Dart eyes back? Like, it, yeah,
you see what I'm saying.
Oh my god, you are
fast, right?
You're a cat clock.
It's like watching somebody pull into a station on the subway and they're trying to keep their eyes centered, right? It's like bing, bing, bing,
yeah,
bing,
right,
bing,
yeah.
Bing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Brain in the pirate as the bird, and the bird yeah. brain is
oh Nigel from Rio and Rio
yeah, but
2.
Oh, not
he was a real,
at all what I'm talking about.
Aladdin, Diablo
is
from
not who I'm talking
oh Diablo
about.
From Sleeping Beauty.
That's not what I'm talking about either.
The Raven.
None of these are what I'm talking about.
Yeah, nobody Puffin. Knows any of these.
No, these
Ernie,
are not what
the
Brent,
giant chicken.
These are not what Brendan's talking about, but there may be one that comes up.
No, absolutely no
it's,
way.
It's kind of
wow.
cool.
Happy
it's,
Feet is a fucking creepy movie. Have you ever
is
seen
it?
It?
I have.
Yeah, I've no. seen it.
It's a little bit too realistic.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Straddles that uncanny valley territory.
You know what, Brendan? You might have gotten me. It just seems like a movie that would have been made.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Here we go.
So you can play the evil pirate.
Nicole is highlighting the Aladdin one.
But I mean, that's an evil parrot.
Yeah, but he's true. Not the actual brain. Like, I'm talking about, like, the guy doesn't really say much. They think he's the villain, but really the bird
but
is
the only thing so the only thing is that they would just make the villain an outspoken idiot and the pirate an actual
so you want intellect. You want Plankton that Plankton episode of SpongeBob where he inceptions he goes into SpongeBob's brain under the hat and all that and
he wants,
controls him
reverse ventriloquism.
What does he
come
say
here,
to
you
Squidward?
Porous freak!
What does he say to Squidward?
He's like, you mediocre clarinet player.
Mediocre. I think I could do a Plankton as well.
But your pirate voice has to be Mr. Crab.
Yar!
SpongeBob!
SpongeBob! The Spatula!
All right.
Why not the Flying Dutchman?
That was my high school mascot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My high school mascot, we were called the Braves until that was not cool anymore.
Oh.
And it was an Indian guy, Native American.
Now that your high school is called Those Who Can't Process Alcohol.
No, we're actually called the Red Hawks. They're called the Red Hawks now. So lame.
Okay. The red after coming from what you came from
yeah.
seems a little,
yeah, it's
a little
like,
dicey.
Yeah, it's like, okay, fine, we'll change it, but we're going to call it the red, you know.
Yeah.
what's your answer? We only got two.
Oh, my time frame?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose like the most damage any of us really could do is during slavery, right?
What do you mean?
That's what you want to go to?
No, that's not. No, but it's saying in terms of what
you're Michael Fassbender in 12 years a slave.
No, don't they say like when can you have the biggest impact? It's not necessarily when
so
you want to go.
You would have the most influence on keeping slaves.
I don't know.
Is that what
it just feels
for?
Like you could create the most damage at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is like what do you think?
You don't get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm
keep
not saying it's
it.
A positive. I'm saying it's a negative, and I'm saying
it's your
cultural implication wise. I feel like the most damage that we could possibly cause would be during that time.
I could see you as a slave owner.
Yeah.
I'm from Irish lineage, and we weren't a part of that.
Yeah, Irish people were slaves.
Sold for less.
That's because we are
not,
very dumb.
Yeah, we weren't physically anything to write home about.
No,
yeah.
I'm from farm people, so we were just like, yeah, we were classic workhorses.
I think if we had to keep our current stature, I would like to be Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever.
Wow.
Oh, that would be
disco
cool.
Disco King by night, work at a paint
rapist.
Store.
Yeah, rapist also by
rapist
night.
By mid-afternoon.
Have a woman commit suicide, try to commit suicide because of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that this is so problematic. Crazy, dude. Nicole, as a woman, when in the past would you go back to?
I feel like the farther I go back, the less of an impact I have as a woman. Like, I feel like it's
Cleopatra.
Only-
yeah. Or the more. Because you can think of it as if, like, right now, you have the most rights that you've ever had. But if you go back to when you had no rights, you could maybe kill somebody or do something, make a big stink of something to where women are allowed to finally speak. And then you, Nicole C. Lyons, are responsible for that step in the evolution of women.
Yeah.
Daenerys, Queen of Dragons.
You could be a Queen of Dragons.
Right?
Right.
Suffrage?
I agree.
Yeah. And by the way, when I say slave time, I could also be like kind of what's his tits from the fucking Nazi movie?
Schindler.
I can be like a Schindler's List guy.
Yeah.
Where I can help people.
You could have Mike's Underground Railroad.
I'm the white savior.
Finally, yeah, a story that's never been written.
I'm Michelle Pfeiffer. You see. I have a leather coat on.
You sit in a chair backwards.
What's up, kids?
You're the real deal.
All right, I'm going to save you guys from slavery. You got a backwards hat on.
But first, can we rap about something?
Yeah.
Drugs. Not good.
Nobody's doing drugs. Let's jam this out, homies. Yeah. All right, this next one comes from Connor Sistrom.
Oh, Sistrom.
Here's the scenario. You're at the World Cup Finals. There's 15 minutes left in the game. Home team is up 1-0, and the goalie goes down with an injury. No backup goalie. So they decide to choose a fan to get in the net to finish the game. But here's the catch. If you can make it through the next 15 minutes without letting up a goal, $10 million immediately goes into your bank account. If you let in a goal, 1 month imprisoned. Do you get in the net, or do you run for the exits?
I mean, they would. The question should be: can you not let up 30 goals in those 15?
Right.
I mean, there's no chance
unless
they're
aiming for you. You're not going to stop anything.
Yeah, not a chance. And those come in at about 100 miles an hour.
Dude,
and these goals are huge, right?
Matt, it's from here to the wall. Yeah. It's the biggest
from here to the wall. There was a Mike Takes Edibles where I did a penalty shootout, and with Lucas, our former videographer, and you know he has fucking Fred Flintstone thumper feet.
Yeah.
So he kicks a fucking a soccer ball 185 miles per hour, and seeing that speed lets me know for a fact that if anybody had any skill beyond what he has, which is not major league or even college, it's like I wouldn't stand a fucking chance.
Oh yeah, they would knock your head right off.
It would
off.
Hurt. Clean it would like off. Bounce off. You'd be like, oh
yeah,
yeah,
dude. It hurt with gloves on. I literally put my hands out like this, and it hit so hard that the fucking like impact into my wrist.
The, like
hurt.
Bees through your arm.
Yeah, dude.
The Mickey Mouse
like hitting a lamp post with a baseball bat.
Yes, that's what it felt. Very like rattle, like right off the end of the bat. Unsatisfying. What?
You made a Mickey Mouse thing, and check this out.
It's 4:09.
So we would all take the
$10
million.
You just look so disgusted by him throughout the duration. Is this the
$10 million?
Is this every pot?
It's every time.
It's
$10 million is like so much money.
It's so palpable.
You're weighing that versus a month in prison.
Month in prison, you go in, they ask you, why are you in there? Even the guards say, yeah, he just missed a goal. Like,
okay.
They're like, that's pretty cool.
I'll do you
30
one.
Days.
I'll do you one.
Nice
little vacation. I'll change it, and I still don't think you'd be successful. Is you get put into the game, and they change the goal to a hockey goal.
Oh, fuck that. Ooh.
What do you mean?
I don't want a puck that coming at me.
No. It's still soccer, but the goal posts are just made of
kidding?
Hockey.
No, I know. First of all, there's no choice that you have
Goldberg.
Right now. This makes it easier.
It's a 100% chance that they still score. Maybe not on the first shot, because that first shot's going to whip off your body at 115 miles an hour. And while you're gasping for air, they'll kick it.
And then, it's not even that. It's they're going to put one against your body so hard that the next one, when they rear back, you're going to start running, and then they nudge it in with their nose.
Right. Yeah, or they'll flinch. Yeah.
All I'm hearing is you guys don't have the warrior spirit.
Would you like to for this show, would you like to film like a penalty shootout against me?
I haven't played soccer since in seventh grade. I'd like to kick a ball.
Okay. Let's do that. Nicole, can we make that happen?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe next Wednesday we'll do a penalty shootout.
Where?
Auto goalie Brendan. There's goals everywhere in this city.
I'd like to see you guys try to take over the 4th Street courts to do that.
Yeah. We're filming a podcast.
This is for Patreon.
There's like that one guy that's over there that just barks at people, and you're like, never mind, you got it.
Some guy threw a beer bottle at me the other day. It was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it broke at my feet.
What did you say?
I kept walking fast.
But I bet you had plenty of retorts on that drive home.
Yeah. Hey,
I didn't actually. No, that thing. Oh, by the way, did Brendan tell you this the other night? So the other night we're walking out of New York Comedy Club, and we go down the street, and we're fresh after smoking. And we see a woman. It's late. We see a woman with her baby like sitting on a stoop. Brendan and I, our hearts like explode out of our asshole. Katie Boyle was with us.
Yeah.
She didn't even notice. Callous to the entire thing.
Couldn't care less. I mean, she was sitting on a stoop.
Not a stoop. Not like a stoop into an apartment. Like a doorway that was like
bricked close, but yeah. with the stoop, like a little ledge,
like where we smoked before.
Did she look homeless or something?
So just with a baby, and we're just like, fuck, man. And I immediately, I'm like stoned and feeling bad, and also feeling like generous at the same time. And so I walked over to her, and I gave her 20. I was like, here, and she goes, what? And like looks at me, and I'm like, here. And she took it, and I like turned around, and as I go to open my door, I look back, and I'm like, that baby's wearing like a cashmere sweater. Lady is not homeless.
Yeah, she was just going off getting fresh air.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, it was 11 p.m., so an odd hour to have a baby. It wasn't an infant, but it was like, it was definitely a boyish egg on my face for trying to be nice.
Honestly, she should be the one that's like, what am I putting off that like people are just giving me money on
but
the
show? But I would absolutely accept it.
Yeah,
I'd be like, thanks, dickhead.
Thanks. I'm not homeless, by the way.
She immediately does a key bump.
She lights it on fire. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I had a lady on the train once get on and be like a whole like laundry list of a sob story. You know, like my husband has leukemia. My sister died in a house fire. My child has cerebral palsy. Just a whole litany of problems. And I was like, I was feeling generous that day. I was like, all right, I'll give this lady a buck. And I reached in my pocket. I thought I only had a dollar in my pocket. And I wasn't even looking, and I pulled it out and I handed it to her. And as I'm putting it in her hand, it's a $20 bill.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I hope all that stuff is true.
Yeah.
You know,
it kind of needs to be true. Like,
Was there any part of you that wanted to just go, whoop? Oh, nope. Sorry.
Yeah. Of
I almost took back that. The 20 because when she goes, what, huh? And I was like, you're sitting here with a baby. Like, I almost was like, you're with a baby and you're poor, right?
Miss,
like,
you look diseased.
Yeah. I had one of those homeless guys that's just waiting by the Williamsburg Bridge at all times, ones that camp out by that left light that you're just stuck at. There's like the one in the wheelchair who's always there and everything. And one of the guys came up and he just was like, there's a thing where some of them just kind of like keep it moving and just kind of look back and forth. But then there's the ones that they will not move on until you make eye contact and tell them no. Yeah, you know what I mean? They'll just keep standing
there.
They're
going to make you watch their heart break.
So I was like, I'm sorry, man. I was like, I have a water though. And then I like put down the window and he was like, I'm just asking for 37 cents. And I was like, I very much don't have 37 loose cents. I go, but I have a new water bottle. It was like a New York Comedy Club water bottle. He just took it. He was like, and like walked away. And you're like, I was going to drink that water bottle.
Yeah.
I'm now thirsty.
Yeah.
Also, he can sell that, make a profit.
Right.
Yeah. Terrible business.
He'll just walk down the line. Dollar for water.
He's going to dump that out and piss in that bottle.
Idiot. Moral of the podcast episode, homeless people are stupid.
Don't do anything for anybody.
That's it. That's the show, everybody. Doug, thank you, man. Thanks for coming by, dude. The
podcast is called
Jehovah Boy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Jehovah Boy.
And you know what to do. Tell your friends. Later.